comparison. So I've been asked to talk and give you an update on price formation in competitive energy markets, which more broadly I'm looking at it as competitive electricity markets. So as you'll see as I get into this gets down into some of the dirty details about electricity market design, which is important. It's about dollars. The topic I'm talking about is about the possibility of a slow leakage of money that may not be paid through these markets. It's, I think, a topic that was really important to competitive generators, to marketers. Got a lot of airtime at FERC and in front of some of the ISOs a couple of years ago, and has, I think, actually been eclipsed recently by fresher concerns about how the capacity markets are operating, about minimum offer price rules. And in a way, I think that's partly because of a failure and frustration in taking on and addressing some of the problems with the formation of prices in the energy markets. And as a result of that, I think a lot of generators and others have gotten frustrated and have seen that they really need to look to and pay a lot of attention to capacity markets in places other than ERCOT to ensure that they earn enough money to cover their costs. So first, I just want to talk a little bit about general revenue sources to make sure we're all on the same page as we start the discussion. Then I'm going to give a review of what the energy price formation issues are that have been discussed at FERC, have been discussed a lot in the Eastern ISOs, California, and what some of the recommendations have been there.